peace be with you all.
영광과 평안.
Shall we turn to Bible, Luke chapter 6.
我们看到路加福音第六章。
Please also put a bookmark in Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章, 我们请讲述先放在这里。
Luke chapter 6, verse 27.
路加福音第六章第27节。
But I say to you, fool here, Column. Jesus had something important to say to those who hear the truth.
在这里，耶稣有一些话想要告诉那些听到的人。
That's why we make our topic. The one who hear the truth should know it. Jesus called attention, called it to our attention.
所以我们今天用这个听到的人呢，来做题目，在这里。听到的人须知。好，听到的人须知来做题目。
We want to share from verse 27 to verse 38.
我们想要来分享从27节到38节。
Jesus bring this message to our attention, and I'd like to separate this passage into two paragraphs.
我想要将这一段分成两个段落。
From verse 37 and on, actually, it talk about people reap what they sow.
从37节开始，讲到人种什么收什么。
The other verses talk about unconditional love.
另外一段呢，讲到的是没有限制的爱。
After reading this, I noticed that I have the reaction of some of the disciples in John. In Book of John's.
当我读了这之后，我就好像在约翰福音中一些使徒们的反应一样。
Some of disciples talk to Jesus. Your words are very hard to understand.
有些使徒们对耶稣回答说，你的话语是难懂。
But Jesus insists that my words is the truth and the life.
但是耶稣却说到他的话语是。
So even though these passages could be very unreasonable sometimes for us to understand,
或许有时候经文是很对我们来说是很不能够理解的。
But this is the words from heaven.
但是这是从天上来的话语。
We shall try to understand it and abide it.
我们要尽量的来能够了解它，能够去行出。
Jesus tried to bring this to our attention to say that we reap what we sow.
在这里呢，耶稣让我们注意到呢，我们所种，所收的就是我们所种的。
Please read 37.
我们看到37节。
Chapter 6, 37.
路加福音6章37节。
Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. So you plant, if you plant condemnation, you will reap condemnation. You plant judgment, you receive judgment. You plant forgiveness, you shall reap forgiveness.
所以在37节这里就讲到，如果我们种了论断的话，我们所收的就是论断。我们种的是定人家的罪，我们就会被定罪。
The Bible in many other verses teach us we should not judge.
在圣经中很多地方告诉我们，我们不要去论断。
What is judge?
论断是什么呢？
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
我们看到罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14, verse 3.
罗马书第十四章第三节。
Judge does not mean we shall not comment on something.
论断并不是说我们不能够对事件有自己的想法看法。
When we comment something, we shall not have despised attitude.
当我们在对一个事情发表意见的时候，我们不要有这个轻看的。
In the Bible, for example, Paul commented that Demar loved the world and departed from me.
所以在圣经中，保罗就说到，
迪马，贪爱世界，离开了我。Please read Romans chapter 14, verse 2, verse 3.
看到罗马书第十四章第三节。
That not he, him who eats despise him who does not eat, and that not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. You see, the word judge over here is parallel to the word despised.
在这里，这个论断这个字呢，就好像轻看的意思。
Let's also read verse 10.
我们再看到第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brothers? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. Here, Bible also says that you shall not judge your brother in contempt for your brother. Another translation says despise your brother.
在这个第十节这里讲到为什么论断弟兄，又为什么轻看弟兄。
So we can see that when we say judge, actually our attitude.We shall not judge means that we shall not despise our brother when we commented.
所以就我们说到不要论断，就是表示我们不要在我们在发表意见的时候来轻看。
You see, Jesus mentioned a parable. There was Pharisees and tax collectors praying in the temple of God.
耶稣讲过一个比喻，说到一个法利赛人跟一个税吏在圣殿中来祷告。
And these Pharisees judge.The tax collectors.
这一位法利赛人就论断了那一位
He criticized that he was a sinner.
他说，因为他是一个罪人。
He criticized that he did not offer tithes and did many evil things.
他说到他他没有奉献十一捐，也做了很多错事。
Since he criticized the other person, his prayer is not heard by our Lord. Our Lord used this story to criticize these Pharisees.
所以因为他这样子论断，所以他的祷告并没有被垂听。
Therefore, if we judge, we will be judged.
所以当我们论断，我们就会被论断。
We mentioned that if you point your finger to other people, two fingers point to other people, three fingers actually point to yourself.
所以我们常常说到，当我们在指着别人的时候，两只指头是指着对方，但是却有三只是指着自己。
Therefore, we mentioned that criticism will never work in our life.
所以我们知道了这样子论断不会在我们生命中不会不能够。
I share this with you. A sister commented that you know she was very fussy about her husband.
我跟一位姐妹分享过，因为她对她的先生不满。
Later on, she noticed that later on she cultivate a husband who also is very good in criticism, because after years of being criticized.He also learned how to criticize back.
她在这位姐妹在几年之后呢，发现了她先生也很会去论断回来，因为她在这几年中从这位姐妹学习到
的。Therefore, we shall not criticize, we shall not condemn.
所以我们不要论断，不要去轻看。
We shall not judge.
我们不要去论断。
If we read the Bible, it's very interesting.The father says that he will not judge. He will give the authority of judgment to the son.
在圣经中很有趣的说到，就是这个父不会来审判，会将这个权柄给子。
And the son Jesus also says that I will not judge the world, but my word will judge the world.
但是耶稣这人子说到，他并不会来审判这世界，而是。
So it tells us that they are all very, when we judge or when we exercise this kind of authority, we shall be very careful.
所以当我们可以学习到，当我们在论断在审判的时候，我们也必须要非常的小心。
No, as a person, we shall not condemn other person.
作为一个人，我们不要去轻看其他人。
It doesn't mean the church do not have the authority to condemn sin.
但是这并不表示说教会没有这个权利来来判这个罪的。
Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, "If we forgive someone, you'll be forgiven. If we retain the sin of someone, it will be retained."
耶稣跟使徒们说到，如果你将谁的罪赦免，他的罪就被赦免；将谁的罪留住，他就被绑住。
But you know, as a person, we cannot tell people's heart.
但是我们身为人，我们没有办法去查看人的心。
Man sees man is different from God sees man. Man cannot see the heart, God sees the heart.
因为 人看人看不到人的心，但是神却看得到人的心。
Therefore, if we condemn people with certain criteria, God will use that criteria to condemn us or to judge us.
所以，当我们用某些的条件来论，来审判别人的话，神也会用同样条件来审判我们。
In First Kings chapter 20, there was a story.
在列王记上第二十章有一个故事讲到。
There was a prophet. Ask a neighbor to hit him.
有一个有一个先知。
The neighbor said, "I will not hit you."
他求他的 neighbor
邻居。
邻居。
Then the prophet says that because you do not obey the words of God, when you depart from me, you will be killed by a lion.
所以当当他当当这个就说跟他说到，如果你不听我的话，你离开的时候就会被
Indeed, after he departed, he was killed by a lion.
的确他他在离开之后他就被狮子所。
Later on, he ran into another neighbor and tell him, "Strike me."
然后之后他又碰到一个另外一个邻居说打他。
This time he really struck him and he was wounded.
这一次他的确打他了，然后他也受伤了。
Then he also disguised himself, put a bandage on one of his eyes, and tried to go to see Ahab.
然后他就将用一个头巾来蒙眼，然后去见亚哈王。
When the king passed by, he asked him a question.
当这个王经过他之后的时候，他问了这个王一个问题。
He said, "King, in the battle time, I was in charge with a person, and the one in charge with the person says that you shall not, miss this person, let go of this person. If you let it go, your life will be for his life."
他在这里就问这个王说，如果在打仗时候有你，你要我看守一个人，如果把他丢失的话，你的性命就要代替他的性命。
And then what shall I do? I lost that person.
但是我将这个人遗失了，我应该怎么做呢？
The king condemned and judged that.You shall your life shall be for his life, or according to what you have just mentioned.
他这个王就说到，他就论断了，就说，你自己定妥了，必照样的来批判的。
So the prophet took away his bandage and talked to Ahab. The same judgment, but the same verdict will come back to you.
然后他就。这个先知就把他的这头巾拿掉，就跟这个王说，你这样子的一个审判会临到你自己。
Because the law give you the king's the enemy's king, but you let the enemy's king go away.
因为神将这个你敌人的这个王呢交在你手中，但是你却将他放走。
Therefore, the same verdict go back to Ahab.
所以同样的。审判就回到亚哈身上。
Therefore, we shall be very careful when we judge.
所以我们必须要当我们在论断审判的时候，要非常的小心。
Please turn back to Luke chapter 6.
我们再看回来路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6, verse 37 again.
路加福音第六章，我们看三十七节。
Forgive and you shall be forgiven.
你们要饶恕，就必蒙饶恕。
See, if we forgive other people, our heavenly Father will forgive us.
我们如果饶恕其他人，天上的父也会饶恕我们。
If we do not forgive other people, our heavenly Father will not forgive us.
如果我们不饶恕其他人，天上的父也不会饶恕。
This is an important message, so important that Jesus made a parable to talk about it.
这是非常重要的一个。教训，所以耶稣也用了一个比喻来告诉我们。
Jesus mentioned that there was a very rich man, and one servant owed him an amount of money that the servant won't be able to pay back the money with all his life.
在这比喻说到有一个仆人呢，欠了他主人很多的钱，他这一生都没有办法还清。
Later on, he begged for the master to forgive him, and master had mercy on him, and he was forgiven.
然后这个仆人就向他主人来哀求，然后这主人有动了慈心，就免了他的这些债。
But another servant owed this servant some money, which is not too much.
但是另外一个仆人却 欠了这个仆人，他欠了一些钱。
But he cannot forgive these servants.
但是这个仆人却没有办法去饶恕另外一个仆人。
He brought him to the judge, put him into the jail.
然后他将他带到判官面前，然后将他下在监里。
The master was so angry.
但是他的主人却非常的生气。
Because you cannot forgive your coworker, I cannot forgive you.
因为如果你没有办法去原谅跟你同工的人，这个主人也没有办法原谅。
So today, forgiven is a very important message for us.
所以今天，饶恕是一个非常重要的讯息。
Peter asked Jesus, how many times I should forgive my brothers?
彼得问耶稣说，我们要饶恕人几次呢？
Jesus answered that 70 times 7.
耶稣回答说70 times 7.
This is a perfect forgiveness.
这是完全的一个饶恕。
Then we have perfect forgiveness to our brother. We have perfect forgiveness.From our Heavenly Father.
所以如果我们有完全的饶恕对其他人的话，天父对我们也会同样的饶恕。
See, it's easy to say, but when we are offended, it's not very easy to do it.
虽然这很容易这样子说，但是当我们真正遇到的时候，却很难做得出来。
One day I asked my son, did you fight in school?
有一天我问我的孩子，儿子说，你在学校有没有打架？
He said, yes, I punched my friends.
他说我打了我的朋友。
I said, why?
说为什么？
He said because he bullied me.
因为他说，他取笑我。
You know, when we are picking up, when we are teased, really it's very difficult for us to forgive other people.
当我们被嘲笑、被受刺激的时候，我们的确是很难去饶恕其他人。
Joseph was a very good person in the Old Testament.
约瑟在旧约里面是一个非常好的人。
But after he got betrayed, the first time he saw his brothers, he put them into jail for 3 days.
但是在他被他弟兄卖到埃及之后，第一次他们相见，他将他弟兄放到那个监狱里
三天。The Bible says that because he feared God, later on he released the brothers.
但是圣经上说到，因为约瑟敬畏神，所以将他的弟兄们放。
Later he realized that he was not sold, he was sent by God.
然后之后约瑟他了解了，他并不是被卖到埃及，而是被神差到埃及。
He can focus his eyes on Jesus, not on man.
他能够将他的眼
on God, not on man.
他能够将他的眼专注在神身上，而不是在人身上。
We can see that there was no more shadows in his heart.
我们可以看到，在他心中再也没有任何的阴影。
So really, we shall try to learn how to forgive other people.
所以我们必须要学习如何去饶恕其他人。
What is forgiveness?
那饶恕是什么呢？
I learned forgiveness from a squash that I plant in my yard.
我从在我院子里种的一个丝瓜来学习到这个饶恕。
See, I have the squash which has many branches, huh? Branches, is it the right word? Many Yeah, branches. And too many that I try to cut some of them.
我这个种的丝瓜呢，它有很多的枝子，所以因为它有太多，所以我就要将它修剪。
But some of the one that I cut actually is going to blossom, yeah? So I just threw it aside. I did not even put it in the garbage can. I just put it aside. But the following morning when I get up, I see that the one that I cut, the branches that I cut, the flower is continuing blossom for the following day.
所以当我在修剪的时候，看到有一些虽然将要开花的枝子呢，但是我将它剪下来，所以我没有将它丢掉，我就将它放在旁边。但是第二天呢，我就看到这些花继续的开着。
See, when people cut you, you feel hurt, but you can continue to shine your beauty.I think that is true forgiveness.
我从这里就学到了，如果当别人将你剪下来，你虽然受伤，但是你如果你还能够继续来展现你本身的美丽的话，这我相信这就是真正的饶恕。
Again, it is easy to say than done.
但是的确说的容易，但是却要行出来很难。
Shall we come back to Luke chapter 6?
我们看回来路加福音第六章。
Verse 38.
看到第三十八节。
38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, presses down, shaken together, and rolling over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Jesus will encourage us that if you are plant given, it will reap a gift to you.
在这里耶稣讲到，如果你种了施予给人的话，你所收的也会。
See, human beings are very selfish.
人是非常自私的。
Everybody like to gain something from other people.
人都想要从其他人来得到一些利益。
Therefore, in Proverbs chapter 30, it says that the riches have two daughters, give and give.
在箴言第三十章讲到，
与皇有两个女儿，就是给呀、给呀、Like you know leeches, yeah. When I was a little boy, we go across a very dirty river. You get up from the dirty river, you find out there are leeches stick on your skin, trying a very fat, yeah, because they suck most of your blood inside their body.
我知道蚂蟥它就是当我们有时候在过溪的时候，就会粘在身上要来吸我们的血。
How do you do with it when?Because when you find it on your body, because when you try to take it out, it's very difficult to take it out.
当我们发现在我们它粘在我们身上的时候，我们要将它拿下来很不容易的。
You gotta use some salt, yeah. Put on it, then it will be released.
我们就要放一些盐在它身上，它就会松开。
So see, many people are like leeches in this world. They want suck and suck more blood as much as they like in life.
所以在这个世界上就是。很多人都像这蚂蟥一样，想要继续吸更多的血。
But Jesus said, "You shall be given instead of sucking. You shall try to give to people."
但是耶稣却教导我们，不要只想着得取，而我们要想着给予。
Especially when people are in need, we shall try to give to those who deserve our help.
更而且，如果是那些需要我们帮助的人，我们就更需要去。
Then, if it says that it will be given to you just like this, Bible may recorded, there will be good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom.
如果我们给的话，就像这里记载的，我们会收到的是，连摇带按，上接下流倒在我们怀里。
See, we were very poor when we were little. My grandfather has about 11 children.
但我在小的时候，我们家。我的祖父有11个孩子。
Then sometimes we ran out of rice, so my grandmother will try to borrow some not basket of rice, how do you call it? 一斗米哈，一斗米啊。It's really they have utensil. You pour the rice in the utensil, and we will lend several basket that kind of utensil of rice to feed my uncles and father and uncles and my father, huh?
所以那时候因为有太多的孩子，所以常常会不够食物，所以我的祖母就要去借好几斗的米来养活孩子。
But of course, we have fields. When it comes to time of harvest, I still remember how my grandmother tried to return those rice back.He will, you know, press the rice, shake it to make it, and make it really very full, yeah, and return back to the neighbors because she want to show appreciation to the neighbors helping in need.
所以，但是我们家里自己也有田地，所以当收割的时候，我就看，我就记得我的祖母将那些米连摇带晃的，就想要把它填得很满，然后来还给。
Maybe when she borrowed, it was the rice was in just at the level of the edge of basket, yeah. But later on, the grandmother will return much more back to the borrower, the lender.
所以可能当我们在借这个米的时候，可能只是平平的来，但是我们还回去的时候却是非常的充，
So in reality, it is true in many like.In many occasions, given you give and it will be given to you.
所以在的确这是真实的。我们在很多的情况下，我们施予的话，我们就会接受。
Abraham received strangers and unknowingly he received angel. Then a baby was given to him.
亚伯拉罕他接待 接待客人，但是他不知道却接待到了天使，然后之后啊，就让他得了一个孩子。
So my woman received Elisha later on. Through the blessing of Elisha, a baby was given to him.
啊，苏念的妇人啊，接待伊丽莎，但之后啊，因为接待伊丽莎，也让他得到一个孩子。
The woman of Zarephath received Elijah, and later on his son was later on his life was provided through the promise of Elijah.
撒勒法的妇人接待了以利亚的，但而且之后他的性命也因为以利亚能够继续活下去。
So we shall have a heart of giving in this society.
所以在这个社会上，我们要有一个给予的心。
If people will not give back to you, God will give back to you.
就算人不还你，神也会还你。
Recently, I read a story from CNN.com.
我在 CNN 上面看到一个故事。
If my memory is right, it was a man from Chicago. I mean, recently they discovered that this guy always try to give alms to homeless people, to many people who are in need, in secret.
我记得这就是在芝加哥有一个人，他常常偷偷的将去帮助那些无家可归的人，或者需要帮助的人。
And then they discover this person and ask him, why did you do so much charity, in this way, so many charity work in this way.
然后之后大家发现到这个人，就问他为什么你要用这样子，偷偷的来做这些那么多的善事。
He said when he was young, he was very poor.
他就说，当他小的时候，他非常的贫穷。
One day, he cannot help it. He was so hungry. He go to Dunkin' Donuts or some kind of stores, and try to order something to eat. After eaten, of course, people want to collect money from him, and he lied that you know he lost the money.
当他记得有，当他小时候他非常的贫穷，然后没有东西吃，他就到一间店去，去点了一些食物，但是当人家要来收钱的时候，他就骗他说，他的钱掉了。
And the owner was very merciful. He knew that this young man, has difficulties, and therefore he bent down to pick up $20 and talk to that young man.Hey, is this $20 yours? I think it is yours. I just found it under the table and give this 20. Not only like just give this $20 to that young man for that young man to pay his maybe $5 meal or $6 meal.
然后这个店的老板呢，却有非常大的爱心，就跟他说，从地上捡了20块起来，就跟他说，这个20块我从地上捡的，是不是你掉的？所以他不止。让他能够付了这个餐钱，也是给他20块。
So he was very touched by that owner. Later on, when he was successful, he gave back thousands of dollars to that owner.
所以他就对这个老板非常的感动。当他之后成功的事业有成之后，他就回报了非常多的。
Not only that, he determined to help many poor people that he can find.
然后他也下定决心要能够帮助他所能够发现到的需要帮助的人。
So give and you shall be given to you.
所以是施舍给予的话，你就会受到给予。
See, those truths are easy for us to understand. For us to understand.
这些道理让我们很容易就能够了解。
Paul explained that if we sow with desire, we will reap corruption. If we sow with Holy Spirit, we will reap eternity.
保罗跟我们说，如果我们种，我们用私欲来种的话，我们就会受到毁坏；我们用圣灵来种的话，就会得到永生。
But in this world, even though we give, God will give it given back to us. We love, God will love us, but maybe not human being. Maybe when sometimes we love human being will hate us back. When you give to human being will even try to take advantage of what we have.
但是在这个世界上。我们知道我们爱神，神会爱我们，我们给予神，神也会还，神也会给我们。但是我们知道，有的时候我们，对人这样的做，他们不止不还我们，甚至还想从我们得到更多。
Then Jesus continued, Jesus mentioned about unconditional love.
之后呢，耶稣就讲到了无条件的爱。
First of all, Jesus mentioned a general rule.
这开始耶稣说到一个最基本的一点。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 6 verse 31.
我们看到路加福音第六章第
31
节。
And just as you want men to do to you, you also do them likewise. Oh, Jesus says that you want to treat people this way, you should treat them that way first.
这里耶稣讲到, 如果你希望人家怎么来带你, 就要用同样的方法去带你。
Usually, if you are kind, you will reap kindness. If you are merciful, you will reap mercifulness.
所以你对人家好, 人家也会对你好, 对人家有恩, 慈爱, 人家也对你有慈爱。
But there are arts actually also happen.
但是常常也有,
Jesus treat Judah with kindness. Judah betrayed Jesus.
耶稣用慈爱来对犹大，但是犹大却背叛了。
David helped King Saul. King Saul wanted to kill David.
大卫帮助扫罗王，但扫罗王却想要杀大卫。
You see, sometimes you raise chickens. Some chickens simply do not give you eggs. They give you poop only.
有时候你养鸡，但是这些鸡却不下蛋。
So really, in this world, you know, when you say reap and sow, a lot of time, me apply to God, we, yes, it will apply to spiritual kingdom, I mean, God will repay you back, but not maybe not human being.
所以我们, 说到, 我们给予就会收获, 这个如果放在神身上的话, 是的确的, 但是放在这个世界上不一定会这样子做。
Therefore, to live in this world, to human being, Jesus reminds us that, we should have unconditional love.
所以在住在这个世界上，我们对人，我们要有无条件的爱。
Please read Luke chapter 6, verse 29 to 30.
我们看到路加福音第六章的29到31节。
To him who strike you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Here Jesus says that, you know, if people do something to you, yeah? Do not revenge.
在这里耶稣就讲到, 如果有人对你做什么, 不要去报复。
See, if you do not have power and you try to revenge, really, I mean, it will be worse, it will be terrible to you.
如果我们没有这样的能力, 我们想要去报复的话, 结果是非常的不好。
Therefore, if you people strike you one face, you turn to the other, or take you outer clothes, you give inner clothing. It's just, you know, submitted to others' violence sometimes.
如果我们有人打我们脸，我们连另外一边脸也给他打；有人夺我们外衣，我们连里衣也将他打去的话，有时候我们就顺服这样子的。
If you try to revenge, what will happen?
如果我们想要报复，会发生什么事呢？
Actually, Jesus teaches us is try to protect us.
其实。 耶稣教导，这样教导我们是想要保护。
See, in Argentina, I heard a story.
在阿根廷，我听到一个故事。
I mentioned to you on Saturday that you know there are many robbery stories in Argentina that I heard this time.
上礼拜跟各位分享过，在阿根廷有很多抢劫的事件。
And there was a robber and went into a store, to a Gentile people's store, and you know he took away a lot of money, and the Gentile owner, you know, just feel very unwilling. So when that guy tried to go away, he picked up a bottle of wine and threw it to the big guy.
所以有一个，就是讲到有一个歹徒呢，去到一个店里面，去到一个并不是我们信徒，然后他的店抢了很多的钱，但是这个老板呢就很不甘心，所以在他这个歹徒要出去的时候。 就拿了一瓶一罐酒来，然后丢向歹徒。
But you know what? The robber was not alone. There are someone who was hidden behind. So when you try to that action of throwing, the bottle of wine, the other guy shoot the gun.
然后，但是这个歹徒也有同伙的，所以当他要丢这个瓶子的时候呢，他的同伙就开对他开枪。
So really, sometimes when we are good to people, we allow people to take advantage of us. And if we try to revenge, people might suffer.
所以有时候想要报复的话，我们或许会受到一些困难。
See, even we have the ability to revenge, the Bible also encourages us, don't do it.
虽然就算我们有这样子能力来报复的话，但是圣经也告诉我们，不要这样做。
Please read verse 30.
我们看到30节。
Chapter 6, verse 30. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do them likewise. If people take anything from you, maybe you have ability to take it back. The Bible encourages us that don't do it.
但是姐这里讲到，如果有人向你夺去什么东西， 就算你有能力也可以拿回来，也不要这样去做。
See, when I was little in Taiwan, there was a puppy show which are very famous, 布袋戏啊。
当我还小的时候，在台湾，那时候有布袋戏，非常的流行。
I still remember there was a very famous saying from this 布袋戏 from this puppet show. It says that one 小小 Hong Po Ki Si Hiu, a lot of revenge, a lot of revenge. And when are you going to stop those kind of, you know, you kill me, I'll kill you, you kill me back. I kill your son, you kill my son. You know, our son kill each other, and your grandson kill my grandson, our grandson kill each other, and when are we going to stop it?
这个在这布袋戏里面就有一句话我还很记得，就是说到这样子的冤仇，要什么时候才会了结呢？
So even we have ability to revenge, we should use love to overcome this kind of hatred.
所以就算我们有这样的能力能够来做报复，但是我们也要有这样的爱来能够来饶恕。
That's why verse 27 says.
所以问27节这样讲,
please read 6:27. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. 28. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you. 29. And to him who strike you on one cheek, offer the other cheek. So, you know, talk about even you have ability to revenge. Yeah, it says, love your enemy, bless your enemy, do good to your enemy, and pray for your enemy.
在这里讲到了，就算我们有能力来报复，但是，我们要爱我们的敌人，我们要对他好，我们要为他来祝福，要为他来祷告。
You know, brothers, this is not very easy thing to do, really.
姐妹，这是不容易去做的事情。
I think it was easier in the Old Testament time. If one person pluck one of your eyes, you can pluck the other person's one eye, yeah? It was eye for an eye.
在旧约时候，可能是以牙还牙，以眼还眼的时代。
But if people pluck one of your eyes, you say, oh, thank you, and thank God. Really, it's very difficult to say, you know, thank God, thank you, because you pluck one of my eyes. So difficult.
但是如果人家真的将你的眼睛挖出来，你还能够对他说感谢神，谢谢你将我眼睛挖出来吗？
This is tough to understand. This is tough to understand.
非常难理解的。
To bless our enemy, to pray for them.
为我们的敌人祝福，为我们的敌人来祷告。
See, if we do not have right motivation, it's really so difficult to do it.
如果我们没有好对的动机的话，这是非常难来做到的。
Now, Jesus tried to give us two motivation for us to have power to do this kind of job.
耶稣给我们两个动机，让我们有力量来行。
Please read 32 to 35.
我们看到32到35。
32 to 35.
32到35.
If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. 33. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. 34. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners then to sinners receive as much back. 35. But love your enemy, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. The Bible used three sentences over here. What would that be credit to you? What credit is that to you?
在这里圣经上讲到有三次，有什么可酬谢的？
You see, if you live a life like Gentile people, like the sinner, you always like want to be fair. You know, life should be fair. You also talk about, you know, fairness. I mean, what credit is that to you?
如果我们活得像外邦人，像这是。 像罪人一样的话，我们什么都想要讲究公平的话，我们有什么可酬谢？
But if we truly can bless our enemy, do good to our enemy, pray for our enemy, the Bible says that great shall be your reward.
如果我们能够做到来爱我们的仇敌，来为我们仇敌祝福，还有祷告的话，圣经上就告诉我们说。 我们的赏赐就必大了。
Jesus loved Judah who betrayed him.
耶稣爱背叛他的犹大。
Greatness is Jesus' reward.
耶稣所得到的赏赐是非常大的。
David three kindness to King Saul. His reward was great to come back to him.
大卫对扫罗善待扫罗，但然后大卫的赏赐就是非常大。
Now, brothers and sisters, why do you come to church today?
那弟兄姐妹，我们为什么来到教会呢？
When you go to school, why you choose not to cheat? Or when people bully you, why do you want to be, still want to be a decent person?
我们去学校的时候，为什么我们不想要作弊？我们不想要跟人家来争执？
Because you are afraid toward the things that you do not see.
因为我们对我们所眼睛看不到的东西，我们有信心。
You know that God is just.
我们知道神是公义的。
Even though you do not revenge, God has eyes to see everything. And great will be your reward.
但这样的话，我们的赏赐就是大的。
So we do everything for the sake of God. We love for the sake of truth.
我们所做的都是为了神，我们所爱都是，我们爱真理。
Then we do not really love our enemy. We are able to love because we receive a lot of love from God. Because we love God, not only we love our enemy. We love our enemy because we love God.
我们能够爱我们的敌人，是因为我们能够爱神。
I think only if we focus our eyes on Jesus Christ, on God, on the future reward, then we're truly able to follow those teachings recorded over here, those tough teachings recorded over here.
如果我们将我们的眼睛专注在神身上的话，我们就能够有这样的力量来行出这样子很难懂的这个。
So we reap what we sow. Sometimes what the good thing we do, we do on people.We can only hope that the reaping will be from God, not from people.
我们所收的是我们所种的。如果我们对人好的话，我们希望我们的赏赐是从神而来。
Please read Luke chapter 6 verse 33 again.
再看到路加福音第六章三十三节。
And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit? Verse 35, sorry. But love your enemies, do good, and lend and hope him for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. 36. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. You know what? Second motivation we can have is that we'd like to be called the sons of the Most High.
第二个让我们能够这样做的动机就是我们也必做至高者的儿子。
Because our Father loved the evil one and loved the unthankful one.
因为我们的父他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的。
Because our Heavenly Father used the sun to shine on evil person, also on the right, on the unrighteous person.
因为神所照的阳光照在恶人身上，也照在义人身上。
So we hope that we can be qualified. We shall have the divine characteristic. We shall shine the light for the Lord.
我们要有这样的性格来为神来发光。
Not easy, it is not easy.
不容易来做。
But we can make it because of our eyes fixing on our Heavenly Father.
但是我们能够做，是因为我们将我们的眼睛定在神的身上。
Therefore, we are able to have unconditional love.
所以这样子我们才能够有无条件的爱。
Jesus said, "I say to you who hear." To me, this is really important message for us to live in this world.
在这里，耶稣说到，我告诉你们这些听到的人，这是对我们活在这世界上非常重要的一些教训。
It is important yet hard to practice sometimes.
这非常重要，但是有时候却很难行得出来。
But we know this is heavenly truth.
但我们知道这是从天上来的。
If we abide, we shall have life, and we shall have the life of God inside us.
这样行的话，我们就有神的生命在活在我们里面。
Because for the word of God is the life, is the spirit, and is the life.
因为神的话是灵，是生命。
May the Lord help us.
让愿神来帮助我们。
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
345.